I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 6th. The Quincy City Council has unanimously approved a proposal for a new public safety headquarters. Officials last night voted 9-0 in favor of Mayor Thomas Koch's request for $120 million to replace the current police station on C Street with a new facility that will also house the fire department administration offices and the Office of Emergency Management. The money will be borrowed over a 6-year period, and the administration says the building will last at least 100 years. A motion by Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney to trim $1.2 million from the cost of the project failed on a 5-4 vote. Some councilors expressed hope that the actual cost of the project would be lower. However, money was included for unexpected costs. The council previously approved $32.5 million for the city to acquire the properties needed for that new facility. There will be no proms in Quincy again this year. School officials yesterday decided that it would be unsafe to hold junior and senior proms due to the pandemic. There will be rallies in Quincy Center this Saturday to speak out against anti-Asian racism and violence. Quincy Asian Resources and Quincy for Transformative Change are hosting those rallies from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common. The events are designed to be family-friendly with arts and crafts, chalk art, and coloring. They are free and open to everyone. A worker at South Shore Hospital being credited for spotting a shipment of counterfeit N95 medical masks meant for frontline workers. Barry O'Shaughnessy, the manager of procurement of South Shore Health in Weymouth, is responsible for ordering PPP for hospital workers. He says demand for the surgical masks over the past several months made it difficult to keep a sufficient supply on hand. So this past January, he went outside of the hospital's normal supplier in search of masks. That meant placing an order with a third-party company based out of New Jersey that claimed to have a supply of 3M masks. O'Shaughnessy ordered 30,000, with one exception. When the boxes of surgical masks arrived at South Shore Health, O'Shaughnessy says he noticed something was different about the masks and how they were packaged. At that point, his gut told him something was off. He had been working with 3M to make sure the shipment was safe. And when he sent photos of the masks and their boxes, a company representative determined that they were counterfeit. O'Shaughnessy says he filed a fraud report with 3M, and then the Department of Homeland Security seized the masks and is investigating. A Massachusetts woman charged with fatally stabbing another woman during a fight over drugs and money has been indicted by a grand jury on a murder charge. 20-year-old Kayla Cantu from Weymouth is charged with fatally stabbing Kimberly Dufilly outside of an apartment in Attleboro on September 11th. The indictment, handed up on April 1st, transfers the case from district court to Fall River Superior Court. Cantu remains held without bail after pleading not guilty. The women got into a fight inside Dufilly's apartment, and the fight moved outside. The victim's husband was also injured when he tried to intervene. Dufilly was stabbed twice and died at Sturdy Memorial Hospital. Cantu's lawyer, James Handley, has said his client was not the aggressor and was trying to flee to avoid getting involved. More than 100 workers at a local restaurant group are getting a bonus in their next paycheck as a thank you for working through the coronavirus pandemic. At a meeting with employees yesterday, the owners of the Heinz Restaurant Group said that they would be giving $100,000 to 120 workers across their South Shore restaurants. Workers said that they have seen less money while working through the pandemic because of fewer customers, and that the bonus would be a help. The Heinz Group includes Bay Point in Quincy, Stockholders in Weymouth, Precinct 10 in Weymouth, and 42 North in Plymouth. A Massachusetts man facing multiple charges after he fired multiple gunshots into the door of a billiards hall. The Norwood Police Department reports the shooting happened Saturday at Workman's Hall on Wilson Street. Police say the witnesses told the responding officers a man shot the entrance door four times after having a conflict with a bartender and then left the scene in a vehicle. Witnesses identified the suspect as Michael Marr of Dedham. Marr was stopped and arrested a short time later in Westwood. Norwood police say Westwood police officers found two pistols, a .45 caliber and a .380 caliber, in his possession. Norwood officers then responded to Westwood and took Marr into their custody, took him back to headquarters for booking. Police say Marr's been charged with carrying a firearm while intoxicated, assault with a dangerous weapon, possessing a firearm while committing a felony. No one inside Workman's Hall was struck by the gunfire that went through the door. Boston Mayor Kim Janey unveiling a new ad campaign that aims to promote the recovery of the city's tourism and hospitality industries across all of Boston's neighborhoods. Janey and the city's advertising partners visited Hibernian Hall in Roxbury to announce the new campaign, All Inclusive Boston. Officials said the ads are focused on driving visits from people who can reach Boston by car. The ads will appear in the city itself, throughout Massachusetts, New England, and the tri-state area. Janey's office described the campaign as designed to promote an equitable recovery for Boston's tourism and hospitality industries and small and local businesses, with a focus on connecting downtown core with the vibrant neighborhood citywide. The announcement comes as the city and state cautiously advance reopening plans while carefully watching a rising number of COVID-19 cases and the ongoing vaccine rollouts. The 2021 Boston Athletic Association 10K and the Boston Athletic Association's Half Marathon will be held virtually this year. The 10K, which is presented by Brigham and Women's Hospital, will have virtual race dates from June 25th through the 27th. The Half Marathon, presented by the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Jimmy Fund, will take place September 17th through the 19th. Runners can register for the 10K starting today at 10 a.m. through the BAA's online platform, and runners can create a free Athletes Village account prior to the registration opening. All entrants will receive a virtual 10K toolkit, which will have signature race elements such as a printable champion's break tape, mile markers, and cheer cards. Registration dates and information for the half marathon will be announced at a later date. Both events are anticipated to return to an in-person format in 2022. Other news, the Minneapolis police chief who called George Floyd's death murder soon after it happened testified that Officer Derek Chauvin had clearly violated department policy when he pinned Floyd's neck beneath his knee for more than 9 minutes, continuing to kneel on Floyd's neck once he was handcuffed behind his back and lying on his stomach was, quote, in no way, shape, or form part of department policy or training, and it is certainly not part of our ethics or values, according to Police Chief Madaria Arredondo. Arredondo, the city's first black chief, fired Chauvin and three other officers the day after Floyd's death last May, and in June called it murder. With an appeal to think big, President Biden is promoting his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan directly to Americans, summoning public support to push past the Republicans lining up against the massive effort that they sum up as big taxes, big spending, and big government. Republicans in Congress are making the politically brazen bet that it's more advantageous to oppose the costly American Jobs Plan, saddling the Democrats with ownership of the sweeping proposal and the corporate tax hike Biden says is needed to pay for it. He wants the investments in roads, schools, broadband, and clean energy approved this summer. The 18-year U.S. Capitol Police veteran killed in the line of duty is being remembered as a man with a sense of humor who loved baseball and golf and was most proud of one particular title, Dad. William Billy Evans, 41, was killed Friday when a vehicle rammed into Evans and another officer at a barricade just 100 yards from the Capitol. The driver, 25-year-old Noah Green, came out of the car with a knife and was shot to death by police. Investigators believe Green had been delusional and increasingly having suicidal thoughts. Capitol Police released few personal details about Evans, saying his family had requested privacy. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced up yesterday. The Dow rose 373. The NASDAQ up 225. The S&P added 58. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $59 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox get their first win of the season. An 11-2 rout over Tampa Bay last night. Series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Bruins lose to the Flyers in overtime, 3-2. They'll try again tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Celtics host the Sixers tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and a high 54. A few clouds around tonight, low 44. About the same tomorrow, partly sunny, 54 degrees. Cloudy on Thursday, high 56. 60 on Friday with a mix of clouds and sun. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet. Northwest winds become northeast later today. High tide 7:37 a.m. and 8:28 p.m. Sunrise at 6:17, set at 7:15. So again, partly cloudy, mid-50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 6th.